Hey guys, I was just reading the Twitter and saw an article that was retweeted by Pratik Patel, and it talked about there's a couple of initiatives it mentioned. One is Girls Who Code, and the other one is Black Girls Code, and these are initiatives to get women and black women more narrowly to start coding. At it specifically at a young age, at middle school ages, during their teenage years, definitely, but they kind of want to start getting them at the middle school age, which I think is a good idea. And it made me think that we maybe need a similar initiative in the blind community, given our huge unemployment problem. I think that we could do with an initiative, maybe we could call it, some people would be offended by this, but I think maybe we could call it Blinks Who Code, if for nothing else, just to get attention, which attention is always good. I don't care what kind of attention it is, especially in a case like that. But the idea that kind of crossed my mind was, okay, if we could get more blind people coding. And I'm not saying that there aren't any blind people coding. There's plenty of blind programmers lists, and the Java list is one. I think there's a PHP list. There are people that are coding, but I think that it would do us some good to have people starting out, maybe not so much at a younger age, because we might not be able to get them that young. I mean, if we can, all the better. But even now, with people who are older starting to learn to code, because coding is something that it doesn't have a lot of boundaries. I mean, there are things that would have to be overcome, like creating graphical user interfaces. But I think that giving people that, specifically that skill, would possibly help with the unemployment problem. Because if you can code, or you can design websites, or you can, I'm kind of using coding as a generic term here, and in that I'm including people who could do website design, which includes HTML markup and CSS, but also things like Python and PHP and Ruby on Rails and some of the other web technologies. But if we could get people doing that kind of stuff, we would give people more skills that they could use when it comes to finding jobs. And you don't necessarily have to go to college to learn to code. There's all kinds of free books on the internet that you can get. And there's also the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired. I'll just go ahead and throw a plug in here for them. There's a PHP course that's being offered this semester. There's also an HTML course that's being offered, which covers HTML and CSS, along with introductions to other web technologies. And there's also a WordPress course that covers everything from installation of WordPress plugins, themes, and WordPress itself, to WordPress security and server security, getting your site noticed, how to get people to leave comments, etc., add content, going over whether or not whether you should use WordPress as a CMS or a blog, because it can definitely do both and it's very powerful. And I think that's a great start with what Cavi's offering. But I also think that maybe if we could get the blindness organizations to kind of push an initiative like this, and maybe even GASP, get them to work together on something like this, it would only help the blind community. I don't see how it could hurt. Anyway, those are just my thoughts, and I'm going to try not to rant too long, but this is just something that I thought of when I was reading this article. So let me know what you think, and I will talk to you guys later.